All right, this year is starting on Chaf Aleph Amud Beis by the two dots right before the Mishnah. Amar Rav Shimon, Maisa Betevi Avdei.
Where are you?
So we are on Chaf Aleph Amud Beis by the two dots. Everyone see it? Amar Rav Shimon. Closer to the middle of the page.
Amar Rav Shimon Maaseh.
Yeah, two dots always. Right, so two dots always means a new thought. Okay?
Two dots.
So that means a new thought, right? So we're going to go now. The Mishnah, the Gemara is always trying to understand the Mishnah. So the Mishnah, we discussed the first part of the Mishnah. Everyone remember? We had a debate about whether or not sleeping under a bed is okay in a sukkah or does not work. So we discussed that. We went deep into the Mishnahis of Tumah and Tairah. We had a lot of discussions about cows. Now we're coming back to the Mishnah. Okay? So the Mishnah wrote a story. Right? Rav Shimon wrote a story. Mishnah wrote a story from Rav Shimon. Rav Shimon wrote a proof from the story that sleeping under your bed is not okay. Anybody remember what the story was? That he brought? What was the story?
Tevye.
What happened? Tevye was?
He was an Evan, and he was a Tam Chacham, and he slept under the bed, which was a proof that he understood that if he was able to sleep under the bed, if he was non-Jew, and thereby they deduced that a Jew's not supposed to sleep under the bed.
Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. Great. Okay. So now, says the Gemara, Tanya. Tanya always means a Mishnah. Okay, Tanya literally means teachings. The Sefer Tanya, that you know, from the Alter Rebbe of Lubavitch, is literally teachings, right? Tanya is always a Braisa. Okay, Tanan is always a Mishnah. Tanya means it was taught in a Braisa. A lot of times the Gemara will bring a Braisa to tell you similar information the Mishnah says in a little bit of a different language, which gives you a little more information. Okay, the Braisa will shed light upon the Mishnah many times. Okay, so Tanya was taught in a Braisa. Amar Rabbi Shimon. Shimon said, "May sicha say from the conversation." Okay, a sicha is a conversation. May sicha say shel Rebbe Gamliel from the conversation that Gamliel had with the other elders. Good. Yeah. Lamadnu. We learned shnei dvar, two things. Okay, what are two things you learn from Gamliel's conversation? From the conversation of Rabbi Gamliel, Lamadnu, we learned two things. Number one is we learned Lamadnu. Okay, number one is Lamadnu She'avadim Peturim, that slaves, Peturim are Pater, exactly. Better English word for that is
exempt.
Thank you, good word. Minha Sukkah, from the Sukkah. Okay, you guys are going to help me out. It's going to be a two-way street here. All right, so, okay, how do we see the Pater from Sukkah? Obviously, because that was what he said, right? He said, he's so smart, he knows he's Pater from Sukkah. Seemingly, this is actually a pretty big deal. Now, let's stop for a second. Why would an Eved be obligated in Sukkah that we have to say he's not obligated in Sukkah? If I ask you, what's halacha? Is the Eved obligated in Sukkah? So what would your thought process be?
That might be one of the laws in Omen as
well,
because it's
far away. So good, agreed. So let's make that link. Let's go slow. Let's make the link. So he like a woman, right? That we agree. Okay, now does a woman have to sit in the Sukkah?
No.
Why not?
Mitzvah station has man grown.
Meaning, to say in English, that means?
Mitzvah that has to do with a specific time.
Perfect. Women are absolved from mitzvahs which are time-based. Okay? So, if so, I mean, that's pretty obvious, right? So why is this such a complicated point? Why is it something we had to learn from the Gamliel's story with Evan? Tevi. Taisa asks a question. Taisa says, really, if you look later on in the Gemara, there's actually, the Gemara has a special pasuk to say women don't sit in the sukkah. Okay? Now, the reason that they would be obligated to sit in the sukkah was because, same way we find by Pesach, ladies eat matzah. So that's a different question. No, let's do that after a second. So, we find by Pesach, ladies eat matzah. Why? Because they're included through a pasuk that they eat matzah, right? The women are obligated to eat matzah basically night.
So because they were instrumental in.
So
I learned this Rabbi Damarski and Shavuos night.
Good. So
I was sitting in with the woman's shade.
Good. So
by default, I don't want to explain the whole thing, but that's what I was.
All right.
All night.
Not all night.
Great. Very good. Okay. All right. Everyone good? That's halakha number one. Halakha number two is, or I'm back inside.
The reason why it says that is because we can't say women's tongue.
Vila Madnu. And we learned. Shahayash. Everyone with me? Everyone found the place? Number two. Yeah, second one, yes. Right? Okay, so and. Lamanu. We learned. Shahayashin. That one who sleeps. Tachas. Underneath. Hamita, the bed. Loi. Yatsa. He does not fulfill. Yidei Chayvasai.
Why is this repeating this?
Wait. Yeah, there's a Brisa. There's a Brisa. The Brisa, a lot of times, will say, I mean, a Brisa was. Not true. We added one thing. We said, we spoke out the fact that these two halachas are being taught to us in the Mishnah. The Mishnah didn't speak it out. The Mishnah never said, Lamanu Shedvar. Right? The Mishnah said, we learned one thing. The Mishnah said, we learned that sleeping under a bed does not count. The Brisa says specifically two things. Okay, but we're going to get back to this in a second. All right, so everyone good with the Brisa? Brisa simple, easy?
Yeah.
Okay, end of Brisa, end of quotes. Okay, now, says the Gemara. So Brisa ends by Yatzei De, Lo Yatzei De Chayvasa. Period. Okay? Gemara asks a question. Vilema, and let it say, Vilema, Midvar of Shoyer Gamliel. Let it say from the words. Why does it say Mesi Chasid? Why is it from the conversation? Why use such a strange language? So again, Vilema, let it say, Midvara from the words, Shel Reb Gamliel, of Reb Gamliel. Why does it say from the Sicha? So Gemara answers. Can everyone go to the question? Why use the word the conversation? Just say from his words. Why are we using such a strange language? Why are we saying from his conversation? Okay.
It was from a conversation.
That's true, but why are you saying
from his...
Yeah, it didn't say misichaisav. Why does it speak out from his sicha? Sicha means like idle conversations. And again, look back at the beginning of the Brisa. The Brisa says Tanya. Right? You see right by two dots? Tanya, Arm Shivan, misichaisav.
Okay.
Yeah, so why do you use language conversation? Right? Let it just say it's midvara from his words. Says the Gemara, Milsa Agav. Milsa means a thing. Agav Orche. By the way, Agav is like kind of like on the Derech Agav, kind of like means by the wayside. Agav Orche means along the way. Means they're teaching you an additional thing. Milsa Agav Orche. We're teaching you, Milsa is a thing. Agav is alongside, Orche the way.
Agav's what?
Alongside.
Alongside?
Yeah, like Aga was like on the side of.
Tangential.
Thank you. Yeah.
What?
Yeah, tangential point.
That's what Derech Agav was
like. Yeah, Derech Agav, exactly. Yeah, good. Okay?
And,
what?
The last word?
Orche means the way. It means along the way. It means we're trying to tell you something along the way. I mean, we're going somewhere. We want to teach you something. On the wayside, we'll pop in a couple of a little bit of more extra information. Okay? Kamash Malan. It's teaching us. Kamash Malan. It's coming to teach us. Okay, now what is this additional thing that we're learning? Kiha. Like this. The Amar that said, Rav Achar Bar Ada. Rav Acha, the son of Ada. Va'amrila. There are those who say this statement.
What's Kiha?
Like this. Like this. Kiha is like this. Okay? The others who say the same thing in the name of Rav Acha Bar Ada, Amar Rav Amnuna, in the name of Rav Amnuna, Amar Rav. Okay? So two different versions of who said it. So say like this. Manayin, from where do we know? Sha'afilu, that even. Sichas, the idle conversation. Talmidei Chachamim of Sha'afilu, that even. Sichas Talmid Chachamim, the idle conversation of. Sure. From where? Minayin. From where do we know? Sha'afilu. Yeah, Sha'afilu. That even. Sichas. The idle chatter of Talmidei Chachamim, of wise scholars, Tzricha Limud, requires teaching, or learning. Shanama, for it says, Ve'alehu, and his leaf, Lo Yibal, will not wither.
That's
Yeah, spoil wither. Yeah. Okay. So what does that mean? All right. Meaning, if you look at a tree, right? So you have the main product of the tree, which is the fruit, right? Then you have the leaves, which kind of protect the fruit, right? So you would think that everything's important, really, just the fruit, which is in our parable is the words of Torah that Talmud Chacham speaks. Tzricha means requires. Requires. Okay? So comes the pasuk and tells us that even the Talmud Chacham's leaves, meaning even his stuff, which seems to be just secondary, kind of ancillary, thank you, will also require deep analysis. Okay? And that's what we're seeing from here, because Gamliel was not coming to give a shir. He's not coming to tell halachic ruling. He was just making a comment to somebody. But we learned out two halachas from this. Okay? Aleihu is his leaf.
And the tangential things are others essential.
Right, exactly. Okay.
So what does this mean?
Yes, we mean like this. So we're saying that we specifically said it in a way of saying his conversation, because we were trying to teach you this point. We wanted to teach you that even though he was not coming to say a shir, right? Even though he was not coming to say a shir, but still, in his simple comment that he made, we learned out two halakhas. Are you good? All right. So, says the Mishnah. Okay, Chaval Avon Beis. Hasaymech sukasai bekare hamita. What does this mean? Okay, so we gotta do a little bit of a demo. Okay, so the beds, talking about like a, not a four poster, like a, cut that, let me set the camera, please. Show the picture in the back. Okay, so you have a bed, and you basically use your bed as your sukkah. The bed's got very tall walls, and you put the schach on top of the bed. You got a picture? You know that? Okay, I remember. You good? Okay. Let's get here. So this one. See this bed?
This one?
Yeah. So basically your bed is also your sukkah.
Which one?
This one. Basically you have a wall, three-walled bed, but it's a bed. Put schach on top. Okay, so your seimich, your schach, you rest your schach on the walls / feet of the bed. So,
what's the kare?
Kare means the legs or the feet. Okay? The feet of the bed. Okay? So now, the Mishnah says, Hasemech is someone who rests. Sukkasa here means your sukkah, but it means your schach. Okay? Bekare upon the legs of Hamita, the bed. So, ksheira, it's kasha.
Period?
Yeah, period.
Wait. First word, someone?
Someone who rests. Sukkasai, his. Sure, you good? Everything's good? Okay. Now, it's kasher. Rabbi Yehuda says, if, eina yechayla, eina means it's not, yechayla able, la'amoid, to stand, bifnei atzma, by itself, psul is pasul. So what does that mean? Meaning if your schach, your actual schach, cannot rest without the bed, means if it doesn't have its own supports, it's pasul.
By itself.
Bifnei atzma means on its own. Okay? Meaning if you pull... Well, in this case it is, right? I mean, in the simple case, look at your picture. Well, these walls are the bed. That's actually the bed. That's the feet of the bed. Just look at the picture carefully. It's not just separate walls around it. Okay, I meant to say this one. Yeah, sorry. Same thing. Yeah, that's what for now. Right?
Yeah. If what cannot stand? The sukkah by itself?
The schach. The schach. So, okay, look, the picture, we'll argue with the picture in a second. The facts are, It's one piece construction.
It's not the bed. The bed is the part you're lying on, not the walls.
Oh, no. So in this case, again, for a second. In this case, right, I'm sorry, fine. Okay, I'll answer them in a second. This is, okay, guys, let's get this straight. It has to be, if it's one piece, imagine it's one piece. You have a bed, you have a flat piece which you lay on, and the legs of the bed are also the same piece, which is the walls. Okay? Can you hear what?
Yeah. This one.
Okay, fine. Fair enough. Okay, good. Point is, yeah, if that's the case, so the Tanakhama says it's okay, and Ruda says it's a problem. Now, I understand what in the world is the issue with it. What's wrong?
The issue is
Yeah.
So, you learned this already. You don't get to talk.
Yeah. So basically, okay, you have basically, but I guess everyone got the case clear? Very simple. Bed, using it for your walls of your sukkah, Chagas Yehuda, and Tanakama. Okay. Are we going right there or not?
Wait, so if you take out the bed and the walls cannot stand on itself.
Not the walls, it means the schach can't stand on itself.
Schach cannot stand.
So no, technically, if I have just four walls, and then I have a schach resting on like, on poles, thank you. That's fine.
Holds it 10 feet on each side, but it comes across.
As long as the schach is over your, is sheltering your sukkah, you're fine. Yeah. Yeah, that's work. And the walls, so that's fine for one of two reasons. Either you say the walls halachically extend upward, or called good asik, we can get to, means you extend the walls upward, or it doesn't even have to touch. There's no reason to have to touch. We learned that the walls go up halachically. It's called good asik. Well, you need walls. So, okay, sorry.
If you have poles that are connected, then it's a wall.
Meaning, let's just get this again. Halachi speaking, a sukkah needs to have two requirements, right? It's got to have three walls, it's got to have schach. They don't have to be necessarily physically connected at all. If you decide to have a huge, like, schach platform, well, so in this case, the problem is that your walls, which are holding up your schach, which is are a bed.
Yeah.
You have your schach resting on a bed.
What if I take a hammock and I screw it into one wall and screw it into the other wall and I can lay on that?
But what are the actual walls? What are they made out of?
Made out of doors. Made out of
so we'll see. We'll see. We'll talk about it. You'll tell me. Yeah. When we finish this gemara, you'll tell me.
But there's definitely room on each side. It's not just the bed, but you're hanging a hammock.
You'll tell me. You'll tell me when we finish this gemara. You're going to tell me.
That could be a problem, right?
I don't know. You'll tell me.
A hammock.
No, it's not a problem.
Look, we're going to finish the Gemara. You guys all debate this. This is going to be, you're going to pass in this. No, not until you get to the Mishnah.
Is it a good question?
It's a good question.
I still have a problem with the previous Gemara, you know, which has no conclusion.
Why not? Okay, let's suppose this.